The deadline for first-time voters to register for next month's primary is this Friday. But Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner Ralph Moore says his office is fielding a lot of calls about absentee ballots.
If you're not going to be in the county on Election Day, you still have up until April 12th to request an absentee ballot by mail, and up until the day before the election to come in person and request an absentee ballot to vote.
On the Democratic side of the Erie County Board of Elections, Commissioner Len Lenihan says presidential elections usually draw a large number of voters, but Lenihan says this year is unique.
You know, usually by now the nominations on both sides are settled, and even though Hillary Clinton and Trump are both now heavily favorites, both sides are still contesting the races. So I think we're going to see a better-than-average turnout in Western New York this year.
Peter Iacobucci, who teaches political science at Buffalo State College, says it's been a number of years since New York has had a role to play in the presidential primary.
Basically because of its timing. It is one of the last states, or one of the last probably 10 states, to have their primary process. And the way the field normally winnows quite quickly after the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary, usually by the time you're into middle of March, the candidate has already largely been determined.
Iacobucci says while the race between Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders may be decided soon, he says with Donald Trump still running strong, the GOP presidential primary in Trump's home state on April 19th should be exciting. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.